getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again. Welcome to the adventure of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies radio program. All the great polkas, waltzes, hey, mazurkas, schottisches, whatever. We've got them all for you for the next hour. All your favorite old-time music, your favorite old-time bands. I realize that in our previous show, I completely forgot to mention that if you hear me mispronounce something or you think of a band that you would like to hear from or an old song that you haven't heard in a long time that we haven't hit on yet, you can always send me an email to oompahour@mail.com. That's oompa with two oos, O-O-M-P-A-H. oompahour@mail.com. Yes, that does put another H next to an H, so it looks kind of weird when you type it out. oompahour@mail.com. Send an email. We'll find those records for you. And I'll try to pronounce things right, you know, because every now and then I forget how they go, and there's so many different cultures and names, and wow, it can get pretty wild. So I also promised you in this show we will play the Dick Pillar Band doing the entire Polka DJ Polka, so we have that coming up. I did find Frankie Yankovic's version of Who Stole the Kishka, so we have that coming up. We're going to hear from the Tony Jamber Orchestra, Tony Jamber Band, it depends which record you look at, I guess. I actually grew up down the street from them. And, you know, when I was a little kid, I had no idea. Big Tony Jamber Orchestra trailer parked in their driveway all the time. Big colorful trailer. And I always imagined it just jam full of musical instruments. I have a feeling I may have been right on that. I'm playing the Just Another Polka Polka just because I like the song. And we've got a lot of other stuff lined up here. So I think we're going to just get rolling with a Carl Fisher tune here. And it's called the Rock and Roll Polka, which can be misleading because you'll think it's a rock and roll type song. It certainly is not. However, it does follow the chord progression of a rock and roll song. You know, the same, 1-4-5 chord progression. So it's kind of got that feel musically, but it's most definitely a polka. And I also need to remember to remind you that our show is brought to you by Melanie's Music Lessons Online. We're going to tell you more about Melanie later on in the program, too. But right now, it's Carl Fisher, the Rock and Roll Polka.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Carl Fisher and his band there. That is the rock and roll polka. You could feel how the chord progression was in there, but it was definitely a polka number. I saw you dancing. We're in the midst of another edition of your old-time oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour, here being broadcast around the world on the internet, various radio stations across the country, and we love each and every one of you, let me tell you. We use as our theme song for the show the Polka DJ Polka by Dick Piller and his orchestra, who was, by the way, elected to the Polka Hall of Fame back in 1974, and I promised you that we would play the whole song, because we only used just a little snippet of it as our opening and closing theme song. So let's play it. Dick Piller and his band with the Polka DJ Polka.
Door neighbors sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Arrived at the station, had a cup of coffee, opened the mail and checked the log. A note from the boss said, play more polka music. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ. Seconds and the theme starts playing. Turntables ready, got my records at hand. I get a thrill from this kind of music. That's the life of a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. I am a polka DJ.
Well, there you go, Dick Piller and his orchestra, the Polka DJ Polka, which we have kind of commandeered as the theme song for Tim's Oompa Hour. A while back, we played Who Stole the Kishka? I can't even remember whose version we played, actually. There are many, because just about every respectable polka band at some point has performed Who Stole the Kishka, at least among the Polish polka bands, anyway. I suppose a German polka band could do it, too. I wouldn't complain about that. But I can't remember which version we played, but I have the Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks version, which, you know, is one of those standards. If you go to a lot of garage sales where people are selling off their record collections, one out of five rummage sales, you're going to find a Frankie Yankovic album, and it's going to have this tune on it. So here we go.
Someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Someone call the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole a kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Shinga, take my fine kielbasi. You can take my pirogi, but give me back my kishka.
Who stole the kishka? won't you bring it back?
Yasho found a Kishka, Yasho found a Kishka, Yasho found a Kishka, he hung it on the rack.
He found a Kishka, he found a Kishka, he found a Kishka, Yasho brought it back.
There you go, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Who Stole the Kishka? Here on your old-time oldies show, Tim's Oompa Hour, brought to you by Melanie's Music Lessons Online. And I got to tell you about this, because it's kind of amazing. If you've thought that perhaps you would like to learn to play the accordion, you know, when you think about it, the accordion is like a complete walking, talking, portable orchestra. If you would like to learn to play, maybe you just want to learn to play the piano or the organ or the electronic keyboard, Melanie's Music Online Lessons can help you out, because Melanie gives music lessons via Skype over the internet. So you're doing it live, like she's in your house, but she's not. So it gives you the opportunity to have a live teacher instead of, say, picking up a How to Play the Accordion book or picking up one of those, you know, book number one, Learn to Play the Piano kind of books, and you really don't have a teacher helping you out. She does it live via Skype on the internet. It's really cool, and she has 30 years of experience, teaching experience, to give you professional music lessons with great results. And hey, you could be the star of the party, you know? So you want to find out more, go to melaniesmusiclessons.com. On the interwebs there, or if you're a little more old-fashioned, call her on the phone, 780-953-0696, 780-953-0696, or melaniesmusiclessons.com. She's also on Facebook, if you're a Facebooker, so check her out. You could be the star. And hey, you know, it could be a dream. Maybe you wanted to learn to play the accordion for 40 years and you never got around to it. You thought it'd be a lot of trouble. And now it comes right into your home on the computer. So check it out at melaniesmusiclessons.com. I told you we'd have one from the Tony Jamber Band coming up. When I was a little kid, we grew up, my dad had a drugstore in northeast Minneapolis. We lived in St. Anthony Village, which was like a suburb right there alongside what we considered to be northeast. And right down the street from us, the house had a great big Tony Jamber and his band trailer parked in the driveway all the time. And as a little kid, I was fascinated. It had musical notes painted on it, and it was all festive and cool looking. And I thought, that's got to be a trailer full of music instruments. And I was taking trumpet lessons in fifth grade and playing piano and stuff. And I just thought that was the coolest thing. So anyway, and then, of course, Bellary Ballroom, Tony Jamber, etc. You know the deal. So I have Tony Jamber and his band, Andy's Jolly Hop. And it says here, it's their theme song. So let's give it a spin. Here in your home for old-time oldies, Tim's Oompa Hour. Tony Jamber and his band there, and Andy's Jolly Hop. According to this, it's the theme song. I don't know why it wouldn't be Tony's Jolly Hop, but hey, who am I to argue? You know what I mean? Let's see here. The old-time oldies continue rolling right along. I have got to remember to turn down my headphones while I'm sitting here doing this because I have a tendency to play them kind of loud. Then I get out of the studio, and I'm talking to my wife, and I'm like, what? I can't understand what you're saying, and it's because I've had the headphones blasting all these songs into my head for an hour, and that, yeah, I just got to remember to turn it down a little bit. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra, Just Another Polka, and I just like this record, so darn it, I'm playing it.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka. But somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker. Oh, what a girl in my arms. Just another polka. Play the Six Fat Dutchman polka! Just another polka. Play Frankie Yankovic's polka! Another polka. Play Romy Gaz's polka. Just another polka. Play Johnny Pecan's polka. Another polka. Play Whoopi John's polka. Just another polka. Let's sing Lawrence Dukow's polka.
I love to polka. When I'm dancing with my sweetheart,
another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my letter can. Oh, what a girl in my arms.
Lawrence Dukow there and his Red Raven Orchestra, and just another polka, and that record demonstrates to you how records can be deceptive, because I have two copies of this 45, and the other one that we played a few weeks ago is really beat up. It looks terrible. The label's falling off, and the one we just played is clean and shiny and perfect and looks like it just came from the store. And if you were listening, you could hear the scrunch, scrunch going by when that record was played. So a misleading record that looked like it was in much better shape than it was in real life. So, hey, that'll happen to you. And again, this is the old-time oldies show. All the records we play on this show are actual records. We're not playing CDs and MP3 downloads. These are all actual phonograph records. So, hey, when you hit a scratchy one, it makes it a little bit more authentic, don't you think? All right, it's Shimoleski Fun Time time. And instead of playing one of their snappy polkas, we're going to play a slower tune. I think this passes as a waltz. You're familiar with the big hit song Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. The Shemoleskis recorded this on one of their albums a long time ago, and I know it was a long time ago because on the back of the album here it says also available on 8-track tape. So you know this is not one of the latest releases here. But it says here that A Blue Eyes Crying in the Raining is very unique, as it is the first time that this song has been recorded in Serbian. So you don't hear that every day. So let's give it a whirl. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. I haven't played this for years. Here are the Shemoleskis singing Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, singing in Serbian.
As we kissed goodnight and parted, I knew we'd never meet again.
Love is like a dying ember,
Shemoleski, fun time band there. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Didn't sound like all that much fun to me, but anyway, first time, I guess, ever recorded with the lyrics in Serbian. So there you have it. Last week, you may remember, then again, you may not, we listened to the 1010 Polka by the Ralph Hutmaker Orchestra, or band, if you will, and I mentioned that there were more than one version of that, and I never really got the whole straight story on the song, because, as I had mentioned, I worked at a radio station, 1010 WMIN, and when I worked there back in the 70s, it was an old-time station in St. Paul. And the version we played a week ago They were singing Polka Polka 1010 on WJSW, and there was some connection between WJSW and WMIN. They had traded call letters or something. I don't just remember the details anymore. And I believe that the version we have now of the 1010 Polka actually doesn't contain any radio station call letters in it. But I thought that it'd be fun just so long as I found the other version to play Ralph Hutmaker and the band doing another version of the 1010 Polka. See how they changed that up for that version? Instead of having the radio station call letters in there, it was Polka Polka 1010, which was the radio station, and the ballrooms, too, with really, without which, where the heck would you go to polka anyway? So, Ralph Hutmaker and his orchestra here on your home for old-time oldies, Tim's Oompa Hour. Time to move on. We're going to switch from LPs to 45s. I have already carefully made the switch on the turntable here to the correct speed. Record by Little Richard and his Shy Tones, not Little Richard as in Tutti Frutti O Rudy back in 1956. That's weird, though, because he was Little Richard. This is Little Richard, so I guess it's okay. Little Richard and his Shy Tones and the Hard to Get Polka.
Chop and so fight one and yik chow one and yik chow what time so bad.
Don't play hard to get, don't play hard to get, you're the one for me,
hey baby.
Don't play hard to get, don't play hard to get, you're the one for me. He wanted a kiss, she didn't want to, she didn't want to give a kiss.
One child saw one, but one, and yet child, one, and yet child, what's our
robot? Don't play hard to get, don't play hard to get, you're the one for me.
Hey, sweetie,
don't play hard to get, don't play hard to get, you're the one for me. Wants to make love, she doesn't want to, she doesn't want him anymore.
Und chow mi wong bad won nan yek chow wa won nan yek chow wa mi wong bad.
Don't play hard to get, don't play hard to get, you're the one for me.
Hey lover,
don't play hard to get, don't play hard to get, you're the one for me.
There you go, Little Richard and his Shy Tones and the Hard to Get Polka. Man, that was, man, I like that record. Anyway, let's just move right along, shall we? We have yet to play a Hank Thenander record on the show. It's been a while anyway. And I have got to find, Hank Thenander had an album out that he did the most incredible accordion version of Zorba the Greek. Does anybody remember that? I've got to find that album because that was, it was long. It was like 10 minutes long. Back when I was working at the Polka radio station 40 years ago, that was one of the records that you put on when you had to go to the bathroom, you know. But it was a phenomenal thing to listen to Zorba the Greek in this long version being played on accordion. It was amazing. Anyway, I have a few other Hank Thenander records, though. We used to get a lot of requests for Hank singing Sailor. I don't know, a lot of requests for that one back in the day. But anyway, here's Hank Thenander on V Records, by the way. Maybe you remember that label. Here's Popcorn. Thenander there, Popcorn Polka, here on your home for old time oldies, Tim's Oompa Hour. Remember, you can always email us at oompahour@mail.com if you'd like to request a song or if you'd like to correct a pronunciation, because I'll be the first to admit I may be wrong sometimes. Or if you have any other questions or whatever, feel free. oompahour@mail.com will get the message to us. Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones on the way next. This record is great because we're going to play the Poor Boy Polka, but on the flip side is the If I Was a Rich Boy Waltz. And I don't know, the temptation is just awfully great to play both, don't you think? The Poor Boy Polka, then we'll flip it over for the B-side, If I Was a Rich Boy Waltz. Can you take that much, Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones all at one time? Sure you can. Here's the Poor Boy Polka.
I was just a youngster and hardly in my teens. I went to school many a day with faded old blue jeans. The patches, they were many. My seat was all threadbare. But a poor girl didn't notice and the poor boy didn't care. A poor boy don't have no money. A poor boy don't have no dough. Give a poor boy a pretty little girl and watch that poor boy go. He'll take her and get married and raise a family. With a two-buck loan, he'll build him a home and live so happily. Jak ja był młody chłopiec, ja pieniędzy nie miał. Chodziłem ja w dziurawych butach, dziewczynę szukał. Do szkoły ja chodziłem, choć ja biednym był. Bez pieniędzy i bogactwa ja wesoło żył. Biedny chłopiec wesoły, biedny chłopiec ja był. Bez pieniędzy i bogactwa ja wesoło żył. Znajdę ja dziewczynę, co będzie mnie kochać. Ożyniem się z nią i będziemy dzieci chować.
Eddie Blazonczyk and his Versatones there, and that is the Poor Boy Polka, and I promised you we'd just flip the record over to the B-side for the I Wish I Was a Rich Boy Waltz. So, hey, that meets our waltz requirement for the show, although I think Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain probably fulfilled that for us. But, yeah, why not? Here's Eddie Blazonczyk again and his Versatones.
Żałował. Ja bym wszystkim pannom prezenty kupował. Kupowałbym pannom, kupował mężatko. Kupowałbym wdową, kupował i babką. Panno bym kupował perfumy i róże, żeby ładnie pachli, miały ładne buzie. Dziewczatkom bym dawał codzień czekoladki. Lubię słodkie żony, lubię dobre matki. Bom bym kupował przepiękne błyszczotki. A żeby pocieszyć te biedne sierotki, panno bym kupował perfumy i róże, żeby ładnie pachli, miały ładne buzie. Panno bym kupował perfumy i róże, żeby ładnie pachli, miały ładne buzie. Thank you.
Eddie Blazonczyk and his Versatones, and you realize that a lot of the 45s from the polka bands always had a waltz on one side and a polka on the other side, very common. But he had the If I Was a Rich Boy waltz, which we just heard, and the other side that we already played, the Poor Boy polka. So kind of opposing themes as well as a polka and a waltz. On the way, we have a Schottische coming up from the Blue Banners. But before we do that, want to talk to you about Melanie's Music Online Lessons once again. First of all, Melanie is the sponsor to our show, without whom you can't do shows like this, because you have to have some sponsors to make all this kind of thing possible. And if you've ever dreamed about learning to play an exciting instrument like the accordion or the piano or the organ or the electronic keyboard, Melanie can help you out at Melanie's Music Online Lessons. You have a busy life, you're doing stuff, you don't have time to have a teacher coming over to the house, you don't have time to drive across town to take your music lesson. Melanie will teach you online via Skype on the internet. If you've used Skype before, you understand how this works. It's really easy, and it's like having her right there in the room with you, even though she could be hundreds, even thousands of miles away. Heck, you could be on the other side of the world. You could actually be in Liechtenstein or Denmark or Austria or Germany or Poland or wherever, taking accordion lessons from Melanie online. It's amazing. She has 30 years of teaching experience. You get a high-quality professional music lesson and first lesson absolutely free, no obligation, so you can try it out. All the information you need is at melaniesmusiclessons.com. So check it out when you're feeling artistic. That's melaniesmusiclessons.com. Pretty darn amazing. All right, let's get back to the music here. Your home for old-time oldies, the Blue Banners. I don't think we've played a Schottische in a heck of a long time. Here's the O Susanna Schottische. Thank you. All right, Blue Banners there, the O Susanna Schottisch here in your old-time oldies program, Tim's Oompa Hour. And I'm having a tough time deciding which track to play off of this album. One of those albums that's got, you know, a lot of different artists, a lot of different songs on it. And we have not heard a Jerry Getz record in a really, really long time. So let's try the Hortense Polka, shall we? Go, Jerry Getz there, the Hortense Polka here on your old-time oldies show. Man, we're running short on time again. We better get right to work here. Every time we do a show, I always feel like I need to play one record that's going to be a little bit dicey. You know, it looks a little gray around the edges, and I'm not sure how she's going to fly. And, you know, we produce this program in northern Minnesota, and that's the land of sky blue waters is what we call Minnesota. I have the Babe Wagner Band from New Ulm, which is actually like 400 miles from where we're doing this show, way down in southern Minnesota. But we have the Babe Wagner Band of New Ulm doing the Sky Blue Waters Polka, the Land of Sky Blue Waters Polka. It's on Polka Land Records, an appropriate record company, and she looks a little fuzzy, but let's give her a whirl. Thank you. Well, that just goes to show you can take a record looks kind of dicey and it plays pretty good, you know, a little fuzzy around the edges. The Babe Wagner Band, Sky Blue Waters Polka out of New Ulm, Minnesota. You could certainly tell, too, the New Ulm sound. You ever notice that every region, every area, even by town or by neighborhood, like you get around Chicago, you get out east, it has their own sound. And that was definitely the New Ulm sound, you know, Six Fat Dutchman, Whoopi John, all that kind of stuff. Just about out of time. The old clock on the wall tells us it's just about time for Last Call. I think we'll try to squeeze in one more song. I have Happy Louie, just because I had the 45 right here in my hand. And here's Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie.
Pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler eyes, let's all play hide and seek. Oh, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler eyes, let's all play hide and seek.
Well, you ought to see my Julie, a pretty gal is she. She lives down in the hollow all alone. She likes to wear those mini skirts and do the polka hop. The night when I go calling at her home, she's a blonde girl, she's pretty, pretty as a daisy, and she means the whole wide world to me. She likes to wear those hot pants and do the polka hop. The night when I go calling at her home.
Oh, apple peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler out.
Has a smile, a great big smile, walking down the aisle. Now there goes Irene, there goes Irene. She has a smile, she likes to play hide and seek. Now there goes Zosha, there goes Zosha. She has a grin, a great big grin, a pretty, pretty grin. Now there goes Zosha, she has a grin, and she likes to play hide and seek. Now there goes Julie, she has the wiggle in the middle, she has the wiggle in the middle, now she has the wiggle in the middle, now there goes Julie, she has the wiggle in the middle, and she likes to play hide and seek.
Oh, I'm the peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler out.
Perfect example of why this is happy music for happy people. There's Happy Louie, Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. No wonder he's happy with all those girlfriends, huh? Well, that's going to do it for the show. My gosh, we're out of time again, but we'll be back again next week for more of your old-time oldies favorites here on Tim's Oompa Hour, brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Check it out, won't ya? All right, Dick Pillar and the orchestra takes us home.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
And Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, Bovee, Minnesota. Your home for old-time oldies classics. Have no fear. We'll be back again next week with more. In the meantime, everybody, stay happy.